弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在我开始信息之前，特别有两件事情要在这里把感恩归给神。
Before the message, I have two things that I want to give thanks for.
第一件事情，我们真的谢谢主把 Pastor Louis 带到我们中间来。
The very first thing, we really want to thank the Lord for bringing back Pastor Louis in our midst.
我想他整个蒙恩的经历。他个人爱主的心智不仅仅深深地感动我们。
This experience of salvation and this heart that loves the Lord not only touches us.
在我里面最让我感动的一件事情是看见神的恩典那个 amazing grace.
But what moves me the most is the amazing grace of God.
神怎么样让我的弟兄成为从那被火里面抽出来的一根柴。
And how the Lord has drawn him out as a branch that is in the midst of fire.
他很可能就被这个世界被自己的情欲被这世界的败坏就一辈子就这样子荒废下去。
And very easily he can lose his whole life, just in the world.
但是神把他从火里面抽出来。
But the Lord snatched them out of the fire.
第二件事情让我里面为他感恩的我是觉得圣经上说神要用华冠代替灰尘。
And second thing that I want to give thanks for is the Lord will give us crown of glory for ashes.
其实一个没有主的一生真的是像渣滓像灰尘的一生。
And a life without the Lord, it is like dust, it is...Absolutely nothing.
但是主却让我们成为尊贵。
But the Lord has given us honor.
我们看见神在他身上改变的大能。
And we see the transforming power of the Lord upon him.
把雅各改成以色列。
Transformed Jacob onto Israel.
把一个一直在这里抓想要得的一个人。
A person that is continually grabbing.
变成一个一直给的人。
Into someone who's continually giving.
把雅各改成以色列。
Transformed Jacob into Israel.
把一个抓的人成为神的王子。
A person who is grabbing all the time into a prince of the Lord.
以色列就是 the prince of God.
Israel is the prince of God.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的弟兄在被神送出去的时候
，as our brother is being sent by the Lord,
他跟从前想赚钱、想吸毒、想放纵自己的人完全不一样。
It's totally different from a person who wants to earn money, earn the world, and just live according to his lust.
他真的是成为一个恩爱的标本，成为一个荣耀的使者。
He has been a display of love and messenger of God.
我们为了这件事情，我们感谢神。
For this, we thank God.
我们真的求神继续祝福他和他所服侍。
We ask the Lord to continue to bless him and the ministry that is entrusted in his hands.
听说在这个 Seoul International 国际播种会底下有还有将近60个全世界的这个 missionaries.
And under this, the Seoul International, there's about 60 missionaries in this organization.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为他们祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for each and every one of them.
在祷告上，在财务上，在各方面我们能扶持的，我们求神祝福他们。
Financially in prayer, we should support them all that we can.
第二件事情我特别感谢神的我昨天晚上说过今天是2005年的最后一天
The second thing I want to give thank for is that today is the last day of 2005
明天是2006年的第一天
Tomorrow is the first day of 2006
我们能够把一整年结束在主的宝座前
We can conclude our year before the throne of God
我们也能够开始新的一年在主的饼杯面前
We can begin the whole new year before the Lord's table
弟兄姊妹 wonderful 对不对
But this is a wonderful thing
明天早晨主日我们第一个聚会也是2006年的第一个聚会是擘饼聚会
Tomorrow morning, the Lord's Day, the very first meeting we'll have is the communion meeting.
我们一起来到爱我们的耶稣面前
We all come to this Jesus who loved us.
弟兄姊妹我想到我心里面就很喜乐
When I think about it, I'm excited.
这是我们大会的主题叫做 My Utmost for His Highest.
The theme for our conference is My Utmost for His Highest.
我们已经把我们这一生最好的整个挖出来给神
and we want to dig all that is the very best within us and give it unto the Lord
中文翻译叫做竭诚为主
and again my utmost for his highest
弟兄姊妹就好像挤毛巾一样你把它扭到干干的所有的每一滴都给主了
it's like taking a wet towel and you're just trying to rinse it dry and every drop is for the Lord
我整个人我愿意奉献在主的脚前
my whole person is offered at his feet
弟兄姊妹只有不认识神的人我们会觉得这是一个代价这是一件害怕的事情
only those who do not know the Lord was treated as aSacrifice something to be feared.
如果我们真知道我们所信的是谁
if we truly know whom we have believed in,
如果神睁开了我们属灵的眼睛
God truly opened our spiritual eyes.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们能够被主所用，这是我们大的恩典。
Brothers, to be used by God is an immense grace.
弟兄姊妹，在这样子的一个世代的里面
and in this generation,
所有人的注意力都集中在自己的需要上。
Everyone's focus is on themselves, their own needs.
我的满足，我的感觉，我的计划，我的看法。
My fulfillment. my plans, the way I look at things.
但是弟兄姊妹，其实这就是人失迷和人痛苦的根本原因。
And this is the source of why men are lost and the source of their pain.
因为人从神永远的旨意里面偏开来了。
Man has fallen from the eternal purpose of God.
因为人从跟神之间那个正常的关系里面被破坏了。
They were severed and destroyed from the normal relationship that they ought to have with God.
所以什么时候我们的注意力集中在我自己、我自己、我自己？
And whenever we turn the attention onto ourselves, ourselves, ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远不会快乐的。
Brothers and sisters, we will never be happy.
那非常可惜的一件事情。
And something very tragic.
那今天在神儿女们中间，今天在教会里面。
And today, even in the church.
很多的时候教会的注意力都在满足人的需要而已。
Oftentimes the focus of the church is satisfying man's needs.
我们是本末倒置了。
And we're completely upside down.
所以今天如果你开办一个医治大会的话。
And when you open a healing session.
哦那个人挤的话是坐不下的。
And people would just crowd the place.
哦我自己也参加过一些所谓的医治的聚会。
And I've gone to meetings where they call for healing.
啊聚会还没有开门前六个小时到八个小时，马路上已经几条街都排满人了。
Six hours before the meeting even began, the line would just loop around the building.
他们等着开门要进去抢一个位置。
They're waiting for the door to open and they will want to grab a seat.
弟兄姊妹，所有医治的聚会、释放的聚会，人都挤得满满的。
And all of these meetings, the healing and releasing, the room is full.
当我们打出一个大会的主题叫做 My utmost for His highest.
And when we proclaim that the conference, the theme for this conference, My utmost for His highest.
或是我们打出一个聚会的主题说背起十字架来跟从主。
Or a theme would be, take up your cross and follow the Lord.
甚至像我们弟兄说的要去往普天下去。
And as our brothers share, go to the ends of the world.
弟兄姊妹你发现永远有 empty seats.
And then you realize there are always empty seats around us.
弟兄姊妹因为人都需要先满足自己。
Because everybody wants to satisfy themselves first.
我要解决我的问题。
I want to take care of my own problems.
我要感觉好。
I want to feel good.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天所有很多的世界上是这个样子。
The world is like this.
今天连神儿女们中间，我们的走向都向着你去了。
And we find that even the path of the children of God is leading toward that.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果神的心没有得到满足
，But brothers and sisters, the heart of God is not satisfied.
如果神在我们中间的计划和旨意没有成就
，God's plan is not fulfilled in our midst.
弟兄姊妹，我跟你们保证一件事情，我们不可能快乐的。
Brothers and sisters, I guarantee you one thing, we will not be happy.
我们一件事情完了，还有另外一件事情。
One thing will arise and one is taken care of, another will arise.
我们一个需要完了，还有另外一个需要。
When a need is met, another need will arise.
可是当我们真正先来满足神的时候。
But when we first come and satisfy God.
当我们先来在乎神的旨意是什么的时候。
When we first care about what is the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，你要发现很奇妙的事情。
Brothers and sisters, you will discover something very marvelous.
我们整个人充满了喜乐。
We will be filled with joy.Brother Darby said,
神的旨意通行到哪里
Whenever God's will is done,
哪里就有喜乐
There you will find joy.
弟兄姊妹你可以这句话继续的 apply 下去
Brothers and sisters, you can apply it everywhere in our lives.
神的旨意通行到哪里
When God's will is through at a certain place,
不仅仅充满喜乐
Not only will that place be filled with joy,
充满了平安充满了荣耀充满了满足
It's filled with peace, glory, and satisfaction.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以当我们这次定一个大会的主题说结成
So when we set the theme, my utmost for His highest.
啊，你千万不要觉得说那是别人的事情，那跟我无关呢。
Everybody, please do not think this is someone else's business. That's nothing to do with me.
我连我自己的问题都解决不了了，别提那件事情。
I can't even take care of my own problems. Don't talk to me about it.
弟兄姊妹，请你们相信我，相信圣经上的话。
Brothers, believe me and believe the word of God.
先求他的国和他的义。
Seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness.
先解决我们跟神之间的问题。
Take care of the problem you have with God first.
先把我们自己整个人回转到主的面前。
Turn ourselves completely back to God.
弟兄姊妹，你要发现你的生活、你的生命都不一样了。
Brothers and sisters, you'll discover that your life will be completely different.
我真是为了我的弟兄感谢神。
I really thank God on behalf of our brother.
他如果那一天他那笔做毒的生意做成了。
If that day, that deal went through.
他是用贿赂的方法买通法官让他出来
and by means of bribing the judge to allow him to come out of the jail
我相信如果不是神这样子奇妙的作为他今天很可能还在犯罪中
I trust unless God has done this marvelous thing in his life he probably would still be living in sin
弟兄姊妹可是当我们发现我们的弟兄为神而被神得着的以后
and we discover that as our brother has been laid hold of by God
这么多年寻找的总是觉得缺少的终于得到满足
all the years of searching all the years of looking he's found satisfaction.
当我看见他在台上讲道的时候，不仅仅是一个喜乐、能力充满的人。
And not only is a person that's filled with joy and full of energy up here.
整个人生充满着荣耀的价值。
And this person is filled with this glorious worth.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们求神释放我们。
Brothers and sisters, we pray that the Lord will release us.
把我们从这个狭窄的自己
and release this very narrow self.
那个自我中心的生活里面
this life of self-centeredness.
甚至末后世代的危机里面被释放出来
and even the
the crisis
at the end time.
弟兄姊妹，在提摩太后书第三章，保罗已经说了，在末后的世代。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul already said in the last time, in the end ages,
他说有危险的日子要临到。
Perilous time will come.
而他提到的底下的十五件事中的第一件事情，就是那时个人专顾自己。
And the very first thing that he mentions is that everybody would mind their own business.
第二件事情就是贪爱钱财、啊。
And the second thing is they be lover of money.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这正是这个世代典型的描述。
And brothers and sisters, this is a prime example of this generation.
当我们专顾自己的时候
，when we are self-centered,
弟兄姊妹，我们不会快乐的。
Brothers and sisters, we will not be happy.
所以我记得几个礼拜以前，我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲到。
So few weeks ago, I shared with brothers and sisters.
我们每一个人就在地上走这么一趟。
And we all have this one journey.
我们要为自己这一生。要负责任的。
We have to be responsible for this journey, this life.
所以我们千万不要用那种次好的代替的上好的。
And don't take the things that are the second best for the very best.
千万不要用那些暂时的代替的永恒的。
Don't replace the temporal for the things that are eternal.
啊，千万不要用那些可以少的去替代的那不可少的。
Don't replace the things that you cannot do without with the things that
那不可少的。
The things you cannot do without.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们每一天都在做抉择。
And brothers and sisters, every single day we're making decisions.
其实我们整个的人的一生，就好像神托付给我们的一个产业。
Our lives is like inheritance that God has placed in our hands.
就看你我要怎么去使用它。
It depends on how you and I will use it.
我们要用追求上好的吗
？Will we seek the very best?
还是我们追求那些次好的，甚至不好的
？Or we seek the second best, or those things that are not so good?
我们追求永恒的吗
？Are we searching or pursuing the things that are eternal?
还是我们追求暂时的
？The things that are temporal?
我们追求那些会过去的，会可以少掉的事情吗
？Are we pursuing those things that will pass away, the things that we could very well do without?
还是我们在乎那些不可以少的事情
？Or do we care about the things that we cannot do without?
以前我认识一个传道人。
I met a preacher one time.
他说他小的时候
and when he was young,
家里面很穷
and they were poor.
因为他父亲也是一个传道人
his father too was a preacher.
啊，那是他们三个姐妹
and there was the three sisters.
碰到新年的时候，每一个人得到了20块钱
When New Year's came, they each got $20.
他的姐姐很爱读书，就拿着20块钱去买了文具
The oldest one loves to read, so she went and bought some books.
他妹妹呢喜欢玩，拿着20块钱就买了玩具
His younger sister loves to play, so she would go and buy toys.
他说你们知道我这20块怎么花的吗
And he said, do you know what did I do with my $20?
他说我最喜欢吃冰棒了，可是平常没有钱买冰棒
I love popsicles, but I don't have money to purchase them.
5毛钱一根
About 50 cents each.
所以他说当我拿到20块的时候，我就去买了40根冰棒回来。
So when we got the $20, I bought 40 popsicles.
他说我要吃个够。
So I'm gonna enjoy.
当他吃到第三根、第四根的时候，其他的冰棒开始化了。
She got to the third and the fourth one, all the other ones started to melt.
因为那时候很穷，家里面没有冰箱啊。
They were poor and they didn't have a refrigerator at home.
急得不得了，只好请他姐姐吃，请他妹妹帮忙吃。
So she was panicking and she said, "Okay, help me eat this and help me eat that." She asked her siblings to help.
到最后没有吃完的都化掉了。
And at the end, those things that they did not consume, they all melted.
等到这一快乐过去了以后
，and when this joy has passed.
他的姐姐还有文具继续可以使用。
His older sister still had a book to read.
他的妹妹还有玩具可以继续的享受。
His younger sister still had toys to play with.
他说我什么都没有了。
He said I had absolutely nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们这一生的年日，神就是一个托付交在我们手中。
Our days is something that the Lord has placed in our hands.
到底我们要去怎么使用它
？How are you going to use them?
文具、玩具有一天也都会过去。
Books, toys, they will all go away one day.
但是我们求神赐给我们智慧的心，让我们知道怎么样数算自己的年日。
Ask the Lord to give it a heart of wisdom that we may number our days.
啊，让我们在乎那些最重要的事情。
That we may care about those things that matter the most.
啊，Pastor Louis今天提醒我们的大使命托付在我们和教会的身上。
Pastor Louis reminded us the Great Commission is given unto us individually and as a church.
其实圣经里面有这么多荣耀的托付和旨意，神交在我们的身上。
Many, many glorious commissions that the Lord has given to us.
让我们不让那些次要的、那些不重要的，或是可以少的事情取代了最重要的事情。
Do not allow the secondary, the things that aren't so important, to replace the most important things.
以前在一个很焦，就是很遥远的一个海边啊，有一个管理灯塔的一个人。
And there was a person who was keeping watch of a lighthouse.
因为那个地方非常的遥远，所以这些灯油呢啊，一个月才能够补给他一次。
And because it's at a very remote area, the oil to the lamp can only be shipped every so often.
有一次这个。有人跑到他的面前来说，你可不可以给我一点油，因为我家里面没有灯了。
And somebody at the local area came to him and said, can you give me a little bit of your oil because I don't have any more light in my house.
所以后来他就给了他一些。
So he gave him a little bit.
那别人听到了以后又跑人来跟他要，他说我家里面很穷，现在没有油，太冷了，给我们一点点火。
And somebody heard that he was giving away oil. Somebody also came and said, my house is very cold. I need something to heat up the house.
他又给了他一点点。
So he gave that person a little bit.
就这样子一点一点的给了别人。
And little bit, he gave it to various individuals.
结果这个月还没有结束的时候，灯塔的灯已经没有油了，已经没办法亮了。
And before the month end, the lighthouse was out of fuel. And
结果
却造成
海上的船相撞，有很多人被淹死了。
And there was a great collision out in the sea because the boats cannot sense direction.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这地上的时候，我们真的有很多的事情要来从我们身上得到我们的 resource.
And when we're here in the world, there are many, many things in our lives that's going to come and try to get a hold of our resources.
我们的时间有人要来用。
Our times, people want them.
我们的钱有这么多人想要来用。
Our money, so many people want to use them.
我们的情感，我们各方面，世界都要来用我们。
Our passion, every aspect of our lives, the world wants to use it.
但是弟兄姊妹，神把这一切给我们，是要叫我们荣耀神。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord has given you all these things that you may glorify Him.
圣经上讲到，万物创造都是为着神的旨意被造的。
Scripture says that all things were created according to God's will.
甚至说，凡称为我名下的人，是我为着我自己的荣耀创造的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him.
你看得到的东西都是为着神的旨意造的。
Brothers and sisters, everything that you can see with your eyes are created according to His purpose.
神怕我们忽略了，神明说我们这些人是为着神的荣耀被造的。
And God wanted to make it very clear that we would not forget that we, the people, are created for Him.
所以我的所事和我的所有有一个最重要的 purpose 是为了要荣耀神。
Who I am and all that I possess has a very glorious purpose, is to glorify God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这件事情太重要了。
So brothers and sisters, this is very, very important.
所以我们大会讲说 ，my utmost for His highest 要竭诚为主。
So when we say my utmost for His highest,
弟兄姊妹啊，不仅仅 against the tide, 这跟这个世界的潮流是不一样的。
And brothers and sisters, not only is this against the tide of this generation.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌更不甘心我们为神活着。
The enemy is not willing that we would live for God.
我记得将近两年前，我在芝加哥参加一个聚会的时候。
And I remember two years ago, I was at a meeting in Chicago.
那个 Pastor Simbola 就是写那个疾风劲火的这位牧师。
And Pastor Simbola who wrote the
Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire.
他
说有人告诉他，有人劝告他，他说为什么你到现在？还在讲一百年前的道。
And somebody asked him, why are you still preaching the message that is spoken of 100 years ago?
哎呀，我们参加过他的聚会，他常常讲到人要悔改，要认罪，要归向神。
We've gone to his meetings, oftentimes he would preach the message to repent and turn back to God.
那是 so-called 非常 classic, 非常 traditional 的 message.
And everybody would deem these messages very classic and very traditional.
人家说你为什么讲一百年前的道，现在的道你为什么都不讲？
So why are you speaking a message spoken of 100 years ago?Say something new for this time.
他说我今天讲的道不仅仅是一百年前的，是两千年前的。
He said the message that I declared today is not only 100 years ago, but 2,000 years ago.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上讲的也不止两千年前，也包括了三千五百年前，包括六千年前的。
And the message that we're declaring today is not only that has been declared 2,000 years ago, But 3,500, 6,000 years ago, heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will not pass away. The Lord says, His eternal purpose will not change. The call that God has for in our lives will never change.
圣经上说, 有一天, 我们都要在主的面前为着自己一生所行的向主交账。
And the Bible says, one day, each and every one of us will have to settle account before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们希望今年年底, 我们得到一些
And I pray that at the end of the year we may receive some gospel that will really transform us. Not only are we a person who is saved, but a person that is victorious, living according to God's will. That our lives not only blessed,
让我们的这一生也成为蒙召有使命的一生。
That our lives may be a life that is called and a life with commission.
哎呀, 我们见主的时候, 我们能够欢欢喜喜地去见主啊。
And when we see Him, we may go and see Him joyfully.
我们也是有时候常常到各地去聚会。
And oftentimes when we travel around, go to different congregations.
主日的时候打开程序单来, 几乎每个教会都有长癌症的人。
When we come to the Sunday announcements, we will find that almost there, you will almost find someone in the congregation has cancer.
不是重病就是癌症, 有年轻的, 有年长的。
Whether they are severely ill or cancer, it may be the elderly or the young.
弟兄姊妹, 我请问你, 你知道你什么时候要走吗?
Brothers and sisters, I ask you, do you know when you will leave?
有没有任何一个人有把握知道你什么时候要走?
Anybody have certainty, I know what day I will leave?
没有一个人知道。
No one knows.
没有一个人知道。
No one knows.
弟兄姊妹, 在我们剩下的每一个日子, 如果我们再不被主得着,
and brothers and sisters, in our remaining days, if the Lord cannot lay hold of them,
我们要荒废了这一生,
we're going to waste our life away.
我决定相信,
I sternly believe,
大多数的人,
most of us,
不要说福音朋友没信主的人,
forget about the gospel friends, those who do not know the Lord,
几乎是绝大多数的基督徒,
and majority of the Christians,
当我们那天见主的时候,
when we see the Lord face to face on that day,
我们心里面都会有很多的遗憾和懊悔,
our hearts will have many regrets.
早知道,
I wish I knew earlier.
我早知道如此,
I wish I knew earlier.
我决定不浪费我的时间在这些事上,
if this was so, I would not waste my time on these things.
我决定不会在那天舍不得把我的钱奉献给神,
I would not be reluctant on that day in offering my money to God.
我决定不会在那个试探的面前这么软弱, 让我失败,
I would not so easily fail before that temptation.
年轻人就是, 我决定不会浪费那么多时间在IM上面,
and young people would say, I would not waste so much time on IM.
弟兄姊妹, 这是这个generation 非常可怕的事情。
For instance, this is a very scary thing for this generation.
现在年轻的孩子几乎没有一个人不花四分之一甚至更多的时间在他们的电脑上面。
Most young people spend more than a quarter of their time on in front of the computer.
我有时候问我的儿子说, 你上个礼拜跟你的IM什么, 这个礼拜记得记不记得?
And I asked my sons, IM someone last week, do you remember what you were talking about?
绝大多数都忘记了,
most of them, they forgot most of the messages that were going on.
但是每一天我们不知道花多少的时间就是在IM上面。
But every single day we spend so much of our time in front of the computer.
大人一样,
adults the same way.
弟兄姊妹, 我们求神帮助我们, 珍惜我们剩下不多的日子。
Brothers, we ask the Lord to help us to really treasure the remaining days that we possess.
每一个日子在神的眼中都是宝贵的。
Every day is precious in God's sight.
神精心杰作, 为我们调度万事。
God has moved all things, coordinated all things for us.
但是很多的时候这一天结束的时候,
but so many, so often as the conclusion of the day comes,
天上的神为我们叹息啊。
The God in heaven sighs for us.
不要说我们没有达成的神的期望,
not only did we not accomplish what He wanted us to do,
很多的时候连神给我们的祝福我们都没有得到,
even the blessing that He prepared for that day, we didn't even lay hold of it.
又糟蹋了一天,
we wasted another day.
这就是为什么神借着耶利米对百姓说,
this is why the Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah.
他说, 少女岂会忘记她的装饰呢?
Would a maiden forget about her looks?
新娘岂会忘记她的美衣呢?
Would a bride forget her garments?
但是我的百姓却忘记了我无数的日子。
Yet my people has forgotten me for numerous days.
我们今年马上就知道头半年只有三对这个要结婚。
And the coming year, the very beginning of the next year, there's three couples that's going to get married.
哎呀, 每一个都这么在乎自己新娘礼服。
And all the brides care about what they're wearing.
不要说当新娘了。
Forget about the bride.
你上面带个诗歌或是当合唱团，你可能都要看看今天要怎么打扮自己。
Even someone who's leading worship today, who's singing and serving, you will worry about how you look that day.
你总希望说精心杰作，把自己弄得 presentable.
You want to do something and make yourself presentable.
或是更进一步那个 attractive.
Or a better step to look a little more attractive.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们每一个日子里面，神都把他精心杰作的做得这么美好。
And God has master planned every single day of our life.
可是当我们的心不在神或不在神旨意上的时候，
But yet when our heart's not on God and not on the things of God,
弟兄姊妹，又一天浪费了。
Another day is wasted.
又一天浪费了。
Another day wasted.
所以在这年底的时候，我们真的求神帮助我们啊。
So at the conclusion of the year, we ask the Lord really to help us.
让我们有一个非常喜乐的心
that with a very joyful heart
一个强的 desire
with a very strong desire
神啊我要知道你的永远旨意
God I want to know your eternal will
神啊我要跟你建立起一个真实的实在的关系
God I want to have a true and a real relationship with you
我不仅仅传福音告诉人家说在你的里面 有人生的意义和满足
Not only am I sharing the gospel that there is purpose and there's joy in the life of Christ
我希望我自己就活出来是这样
I pray that I can live out the same life
所以整个竭诚为主他最中心的意义在于我们能够荣耀神。
And my utmost for his highest, the very conclusion is whether we can glorify God.
弟兄姊妹，还不是说我在这里做什么。
Now, brothers, it's not a matter of what I am doing.
也还不是说我在这里奉献了多少钱。
It's not simply saying how much I've offered.
也不是在乎说我读了多少圣经，上了多少神学。
It's not how much Bible I've studied, and how much theology or courses I've taken.
而是我这个人。到底是不是为着神的荣耀而活着
But me the person Am I living for God's glory
那弟兄姊妹我们知道荣耀神的途径
And brothers we know the path in glorifying God
可以有从很多不同的角度来讲
And we can come at many different angles
那这一次的特会里面我要从三个角度跟弟兄姊妹讲
In this conference I'm going to focus on three particular aspects
这三件事情非常非常的重要
These three things are very very important
当我们在这里唱说愿颂赞荣耀并尊贵归主我们在这里唱说荣耀尊贵归给神的时候
We say when blessing and honor be given unto God
我想忘记怎么唱我们在这里唱的时候我们就觉得好像荣耀都归给神了
And when we're singing we say yeah all of our glory is given unto God
弟兄姊妹 no 没有这么容易
Brothers and no it's not that simple
我们来看一节圣经好我们主题的经文
Look at a scripture
罗马书十一章
Romans chapter 11
我这次讲这篇信息对我是一个很大的挑战。
And sharing these messages is a big challenge for me.
我不仅仅说这是跟这个世代的潮流、人心的需要是 against。
Not only it's against contrary to this generation and the current of this generation.
尤其我们在座有这么多的年轻的人在这里。
I know there's so many young people in our midst.
我知道这些的信息好像干粮一样。
And I know these messages seems like dried food.
但是请你们相信我这些信息非常非常的重要
But I ask all of you to please believe in me that these messages are very important
我们读十一章三十三节到三十六节
Verse 11:33-36
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识他的判断何其难测他的踪迹何其难寻谁知道主的心谁做过他的谋士呢谁是先给了他使他后来偿还呢因为万有都是本于他倚靠他归于他愿荣耀归给他直到永远阿门最后一节我们一起来读
Last verse, let's read it together.
因为万有都是本于他倚靠他归于他愿荣耀归给他直到永远阿门那弟兄姊妹在这里提到的荣耀要归给他前面讲到三件事情
Here says in order to give glory unto him there are three things that are mentioned
第一个本于他
First of all for him or of him
是 of him 或是 from him
It's of him or from him
要本于他
it's the source is of him
第二件事情
And the second thing
依靠他
Through him
Through him 或是 by him 叫借着他
It's either through him or by him.
第三件事情
And the third thing.
归给他是为着他 for him or to him.
For him or to him.
弟兄姊妹这三件事情太重要了。
Brothers, these three things are very important.
原谅我说好今天在各地的教会里面有些教会出现难处。
And forgive me for saying this, there are difficulties that arises in some churches.
这个难处出现的这个主要的症结还不是在于教会那些不爱主的人。
And the problem is not really pending upon those who do not love the Lord.
And
a lot of times the problem arises from those who love the Lord. And everybody has a heart that is for Him. Everybody has their own opinions. Everybody has something that they particularly care about. Particularly when we feel that our motivation is completely pure towards Him. And when we are not accepted by others, when our gifts are not being esteemed by others, and all of our efforts are not being appreciated by others,
and
very easily we get hurt. And when I go to other congregations, I would ask the brothers and sisters this question.
And holy for God, 那么单纯, 那么完全为的主,
and there's a person here that is purely and holy for God today.
够不够?
Is that sufficient?
哎呀, 很多人都会说够, 啊,
and everybody say, yeah, that's pretty good. And then you realize that's not necessarily true.
今天能够purely, 啊, 很单纯的, 而且很全心为着神的人已经很少了,
and it's already very few that you would find those who are purely for God.
真的, 单单纯纯,
those people that are very simple and wholeheartedly that they are towards God, you do not find them very often now. But simply have these things is not sufficient. The two other things that need to be taken care of.
第一件事情,
first of all, is this thing of the Lord?
Of him, from him.
Whether this event, this thing is of the Lord or from him. David has a great desire to build a temple. You will seldom find a person who loves God like David. He loves the laws of the Lord to the point where his heart is broken. The ark was not brought back. He was in his bed. He could not sleep.
当约柜回来的时候, 他根本忘记了他王的尊贵,
and when the ark came back, he forgot his royalty. He danced before God. His heart was completely unloving God.
你要大卫把心掏给主,
and David's willing to give God his complete heart. And yet when he has a heart to build a temple for the Lord sent Nathan to tell him, you cannot build a temple for him.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹不是说我光有心愿就够了,
it's not simply say, oh, I have a desire that is sufficient. Oftentimes we need to ask, is this something that God wants? Is this something that God wants you to do? And off him is the very first thing we all need to face. We said that all things came from him. And Revelation chapter 4 says that all things were created by him and for his purpose.
以赛亚书 43章第7节说到我们这些人是不为着神的荣耀造的。
And Isaiah 43 says we, the people, are created for his glory.
所以整个万有都是他的。
For all things belong to him.
所以万有的运作或是被使用,
and the usage or the moving of all things
需要为着神的旨意。
It needs to be for God's will.
而你我这个人,
yet you and I,
我们活着,
when we live,
必须为着神的荣耀。
It must be for His glory.
那么在这里有一件非常关键的事情,
there's a very critical point here.
要真正能够荣耀神,
and to really glorify God,
我们永远要解决的一件事情,
and one thing that we have to settle,
我今天是不是活在神的旨意中,
am I living in the will of God today?
我的意念, 我的情感, 从我生命里面出来的是不是从神而来的?
My mind, my emotion, everything that's coming out of my life, is it coming from God?
换句话说, 不管我们的生命, 包括我们的使命, 都必须从神而来。
Whether our life or our commission, we must know that they come from God.
那很典型的例子, 我在这里引的叫做照着山上的样式,
and the example that I'm giving is the example of according to the pattern on the mount.
在出埃及记也好, 在希伯来书引用也好, 神都对摩西说, 你要谨慎。
In Exodus or in Hebrew, when the Lord spoke to Moses, the Lord says, be careful.
凡你所做的, 都要照着山上的样式。
See that all that you do is according to the pattern on the mount.
刚才我们讲到大卫这么爱神。
We talked about how David loved God.
他知道神喜欢跟人同住。
He knows that God wants to dwell among men.
他完全知道神的心是什么。
He knows exactly what is the heart of God.
所以他想为神建殿。
And so he wants to build a temple for God.
弟兄姊妹，他知道神的心，但是神还是不准他。
He knows the heart of God, but God says no.
所以你要知道，我们明明知道神的旨意，神希望有什么。是不是这个时候是不是由我们来做都还是得来到神的面前。
We may know the will of God, we may know his heart, but whether this is his intent here and now, we must come to him again.
当神叫摩西为他造会幕的时候。
When God wants Moses to build a tabernacle.
神说你要为我造会幕我要居住在他们中间。
And the Lord said, you will build for me a tabernacle, for I will dwell among them.
神告诉他的意念是要有个居所。
And the Lord told Moses of his thought that he wants a dwelling place.
而这个居所的目的
And the purpose of this dwelling place.
是神要住在这里要与人相会。
That God is going to live here and meet with man.
神都告诉摩西了。
God told Moses.
但是弟兄姊妹神把摩西带到山上40天。
And then the Lord took Moses onto the mountain for 40 days.
神把整个会幕建造的蓝图、尺寸、材料、颜色全部每一个细节都告诉摩西。
God's given every specific detail of the dimensions of the colors that pertains to the building of the tabernacle.
神告诉他说你要谨慎凡你所做的都要照着山上的样式。
And the Lord said to Moses, be very careful. Whatever you do, do according to what I've shown you on the mountain.
弟兄姊妹如果我是摩西我真的会觉得神你怎么这么啰嗦。
And I would say, if I were Moses, I'd say, Lord, why won't you trust me?
使徒行传第七章这个你才想不想那个斯提凡在那里做见证的时候
Acts chapter 7 when Stephen was given the testimony
他说摩西在埃及他学会了埃及一切的学问
It says Moses has learned all the knowledge in Egypt
他说话行事都有能力
He had power in speech and what he was doing
弟兄姊妹摩西要为神盖个会幕太容易的事情
But for Moses to build a tabernacle for God is a very easy thing
整个世界最先进的科学建筑各方面那个时候都在埃及
The best of technology and building and construction were all in Egypt.
他在埃及王宫法老之子在环境里面长大他学会的一切。
He grew up in the palace of Pharaoh and he learned all things in the land.
神说你要谨慎。
But the Lord says, Moses, be careful.
所有的都必须照着山上的样式。
Everything that you do must be according to what I've shown you on the mountain.
前一阵子在圣何塞有一个会幕实际上大小的这个展览会我们有多少弟兄姊妹去看过
During the summer, there was
有些人去看过
a display of the tabernacle that was established in San Jose during the summer.
你们看着有没有有点失望
How many of you were disappointed when you saw it?
觉得神怎么会住在这么小的一个帐幕呢
Why would God dwell in such a small tent?
月柜怎么这么矮啊
How come the ark is so small?
哎呀我们都以为那都是荣耀的不得了的事情啊
And you say, oh, it must be a glorious thing.
啊神怎么要一个这么简单的会幕
How come God built something so simple?
弟兄姊妹要摩西盖摩西一定盖一个辉煌这个非常非常神奇的会幕给神
If Moses were to build a tabernacle, he would build something enormous.
但是神不要
But God did not want that.
因为会幕里面每一件事情都说到了基督自己、啊、
Because every article, every item in the tabernacle pointed to Christ.
这个我们没有时间多去说、啊、哥罗西书第二章十六节到十七节。
Colossians chapter 2,
他给我们开了一个小小的窗户。
And gave us open a little window onto us.
给了我们一把钥匙让我们稍微明白山上的样式到底指的是什么。
Gave us a small key that we may understand what is the pattern on the mount.
在那里说不拘在饮食上节期月朔安息日都不要叫人论断你们。
And do not be judged according to the days, the custom, or the seasons.
他说这些不过是后世的影儿。
But these are shadows of the things to come.
他的本体是基督。
But its original form is of Christ.
刚才我们的 pastor 告诉我们说你去餐馆吃饭绝对不会拿着 menu 就开始啃的。
Our pastor gave a very good example. When you go to the restaurant, you lay hold of the menu, you're not going to chew on the menu.
我就看到我哥哥的小儿子就是不大儿子就是干过这件事情。
And my older brother's son has done that very thing.
我那79年刚来美国的时候他才一岁多我们去外面素食店吃饭。
1979, we went to a salad bar and,
他看到 menu 以后就用手沾着就往嘴巴放。
And he saw the menu, the picture on the menu, he tried to pick it up and put it in his mouth.
弟兄姊妹，那个不过是个影像，是一个 copy, 是一个 image, 是一个 shadow.
It's a copy, it's an image, but a shadow.
它的本体是基督啊。
The original form is Christ.
所以整个会幕也好，律例典章也好，其实里面都讲的基督。
The tabernacle, the laws, and every point speaks and points to Christ.
换句话说，神今天在这里定了一个标准。
And to say it another way is that God is setting a standard.
我们个人生活也好
Our individual lives.
我们的家庭生活也好
Our family lives.
我们的教会也好
Our church as a whole.
所有整个的建造都是根据神的儿子
Every single building is according to God's son.
那主耶稣自己给我们立了一个非常非常好的榜样
And the Lord Jesus gave us a very good example.
我在那个纲要上面已经列了两节经文做代表
I printed out the verses on your outline.
一个是在马太福音26章主耶稣在克西马利园的祷告
is the Lord's prayer in Matthew chapter 26.
他说然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思
And the Lord says not as I will but your will.
为什么弄个然而呢
Why the word but?
我们中文也很棒的、啊
the Chinese is also very good.
英文有 therefore 我们中文也有一个然而也很棒的、啊表示前面主有自己的意思。
That means when the word but is here, it means that the Lord had His own will.
主说如果可行，把这个杯撤去。
The Lord said, if it's possible, remove this cup from me.
然而不要照着我的意思。
Yet or but not according to my will.
只要照着你的意思。
According to your will.
弟兄姊妹，我们会有自己的意思和喜好或害怕，这是难免的事情。
We have our own likes and dislikes and our own fears. That's very normal.
但是最伟大的地方就在于这里。
But the most glorious thing is pinned on this point.
明明我们有自己的看法，自己的喜好。
We have our own views, we have our own likes.
我们却愿意在这位伟大的神面前和他的旨意面前，我们 surrender all.
Yet before this great and awesome God, we're willing to surrender it all.
我愿意把自己放下来。
To just humble myself.
如果可行。
Lord, if possible.
求你这样。
Lord, do this.
然而。
But.
不要照着我的意思
Not according to my will
只要照着你的意思
According to your will
哎呀弟兄姊妹啊这是多么不容易的事情
But sister, this is a very difficult
thing 我相信时间许可我们的弟兄会跟我们讲更多的见证
And I believe time permits our brother have a lot more examples to give us
那时间许可我也可以跟弟兄姊妹讲很多的见证
Time permits I have many testimonies that I can give you
弟兄姊妹有多少的人在这位伟大的神面前他们降服下来
And so many people surrender themselves before this glorious God
我们看见神做了这么伟大的事情。
And this marvelous thing that God has done.
而在约翰福音第五章第十九节。
In John chapter 5 verse 19.
这里说只凭着自己不能做什么。
And the Lord says the Son can do nothing of himself.
唯有看见父所做的子才能做。
But what he sees the Father do.
父所做的事子也照样做。
But whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner.
你们有没有带笔啊？
Do you have a pen or a
有带笔的话我请你们把三个地方圈起来。
And there's three areas that I want you to circle.
不能做才能做照样做
Can't do nothing what he sees the father do so he does
这个英文可能很难这是我们中文伟大的地方
It's harder for English and this is where
Sorry.
Chinese is more superior at this point
讲到三件事情
There are three things that are mentioned
什么是不能做的
The things that cannot be done
什么是才能做的
The things that he's able to do
那才能做的该怎么做呢就叫做照样做
And the things that he's able to do he did likewise
弟兄姊妹我们都用过 copy machine 对不对
We've all used copy machines before
你如果把一张白纸放进去的话
If you put a blank piece of paper
你明明应该是印这个 Pastor Lewis 的奖章
And you want to print out the outline of Pastor Lewis.
你准备印300份。
And you want to copy 300
copies. 结果你放成一张白纸进去了。
And accidentally you place a blank sheet of paper in there.
你300张出来都是白纸。
And through the 300 copies that come out will all be blank.
你放他的奖章下去出来的就是他的奖章。
And you put his outline in the copier will come out as his outline.
你放了我的奖章上去出来就是我的奖章。
You put my outline in the copier will be my outline.
你绝对不会说放了 Pastor Lewis 的奖章出来变成我的奖章。
You will not place his outline in the copier and all of a sudden what comes out is my outline.
如果会那样子的话这会 be great, 我不需要预备我的奖章。
If that were the case, it would be great, then I don't have to prepare my outline anymore.
每次放了他的奖章，我的奖章也出来了。
Every time I place this outline, the copier, my outline comes out immediately.
Copy machine 就是 你如果不放，它就不出来。
A copy machine has a law. If you don't place an original on it, it doesn't
know what to do. 它凭着自己不能做什么。
By himself, he cannot make anything.
只有你放上去了，你按了，它才能做。
Only if you put the original on the top and you press the button, then it'll do.
当他做的时候，他是照样做。
And when he is making the copy, he is copying it according to the original.
我想另外一个很好的例子就是我们的翻译，对不对？
Another good example is our translator.Yes, sir.
他已经犯规了。你看我不讲话，他就不讲话。
If he doesn't speak, I don't speak.
我讲话，他才能讲话。
He speaks, and I can speak.
然后我讲的，他要照着讲。
And whatever he says, I have to translate.
你不能说我现在在讲山上的样式，他在那里讲五饼二鱼。
And he cannot talk about the pattern on the mountain, I talk about the five loaves and two fish.
弟兄姊妹，这不叫做 side by side 的翻译。
This is not translating side by side.
以前有个神学院教授，他说他到美国中部去讲道。
And there was a professor from a theological school went to speak in Central America.
And 他们负责翻译的那个人是在美国 Midwest.
Midwest in America.
对，他那天那个翻译不在。
And the translator wasn't there that day.
所以有一个第一次帮人家翻译的人就跑到他面前来。
So a person who translated the very first time came to him.
他说我从来没翻译过，你能不能把你的讲章赶快告诉我？
He said, I've never translated before. Can you give me your outline?
而且越详细越好。
And the more detail, the better.
所以那个教授就告诉他，我今天会讲第一点、第二点，然后细节是什么，例子是什么。
And the professor gave him a specific detail, point one, two, and three, and these are the examples that I'll give.
还没想到上了讲台以后。
And when they came onto the pulpit,
那个翻译紧张得不得了。
And the translator was so nervous.
根本没有听教授在讲什么。
He wasn't listening to what the professor was saying at all.
他就已经先讲了。
And he began to speak the message.
就变成那个教授跟到后面翻译他讲的东西。
And the professor was following what he was saying.
这叫做本末倒置。
And this is completely upside down.
那今天我们的生活常常是这样子。
Our lives today is the same.
明明是应该跟随耶稣。
We should clearly follow Jesus.
明明应该是为神而活着。
We ought to live for Christ.
可是你发现我们都倒过来了。
We're completely upside down.
是主跟着我们。
And Lord, follow me.
主，我无论往哪里去，你都跟我去。
Lord, no matter where I go, you follow me.
啊，主，在我一切所行的事情上，你要来祝福我。
Lord, in all that I do, bless me.
主啊，你要满足我。
Lord, satisfy me.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们所有的东西都是反过来了。
And everything in our lives is upside down.
那主耶稣在地上不是这样。
When Jesus on earth, it was not so.
虽然就是神。
Although he is God.
啊，当他来到地上的时候。
Yet when he came into this world.
他存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He obeyed unto, all the way onto the cross.
不是主没有自己的需要和看法。
It's not that he did not have his own needs or his own views.
那一个然而。
But yet.
是人性里面最美丽的表现。
Is the most beautiful expression of human nature.
我们愿意把我自己一切所有的。
That I'm willing to have let all that I possess.
我所是，我所爱，我所拥有的，我愿意为着神的旨意降服下来。
All that I am, all that I have, all that I possess, I'm willing to let it go before God.
这个叫做荣耀神的途径。
And this is the means in glorifying God.
第一件事情不照着我的意思，照着你的意思。
First of all, not according to my will, but your will.
不是出于我自己的生命，而是出于你的。
Not of my own life, but of your life.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣给我们立了很好的榜样。
The Lord Jesus set a very good example for us.
神的百姓就是跟随云柱火柱。
And in the Old Testament, the people follow the pillar of clouds and fire.
这叫做 of him.
And this is of him.
云柱动，他们就动。
And when the pillar of clouds moves, then they will move.
云柱不动，他们就不动。
And when the clouds stay stationary, they will not move.
他们到了以琳这么舒服，沙漠里面的绿洲。
And when they came to Elam, and it was at the oasis of the desert.
十二股活泉，七十棵棕树，多舒服啊！
And the 12 fountains and all the trees around them, how comfortable!
你看我们弟兄说的耶路撒冷多好啊！
And Jerusalem, how good!
可是你却读到这个出埃及记第十六章，当云柱火柱动的时候。
And Exodus chapter 16, when the pillar of fire and the pillar of clouds began to move.
他说以色列全会众。就都起行。
All the nation of Israel rose up and moved.
哦，弟兄姊妹，那是一个 beautiful, beautiful picture.
And brothers, that's a beautiful picture.
整个神家百姓就是绝对的顺服。
The entire house of God obeys completely.
那到了新约。
And when it comes to the New Testament.
新约最重要的三个 ministry 的代表。
And the representation of the three ministry in the New Testament.
彼得告诉我们要跟随他的脚中行。
And Peter says, follow his footsteps.
约翰教导我们要顺从恩膏的教训。
John teaches us to live according to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
保罗在这里说要随从灵而行。
And Paul says, live by the Spirit.
当保罗出去宣教的时候，
When Paul goes and preach the gospel,
他要往亚细亚去，圣灵禁止他去，他就不去。
He wanted to go to Macedonia, but the Holy Spirit says, don't go.
他想往皮推里去，他说耶稣的灵不许。他往 another place,
he went to another place, yet the Lord says no.
弟兄姊妹，他都顺服。
He was willing to obey.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这叫做随从。
And this is called following.
完全在乎做宝座的。
Completely according to him who's sitting on the throne.
当以西结起来侍奉神的时候，
And when Ezekiel rose up to serve the Lord,
你知道以西结所处的环境比我们今天的人都艰难。
And the environment that Ezekiel lived in is harder than all of our days right now.
整个神百姓，整个国家已经亡国了。
And the nation has been exiled.
神的百姓被掳到巴比伦。
And the people of God has been taken into captivity into Babylon.
但是以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
他看见了一个伟大的异象。
And he saw a great vision.
他在加巴鲁的河边，在被掳的人中间。
And the river Chebal, he among those who have held captive.
弟兄姊妹，你可以稍微想象一下以西结当时的心境。
You could kind of imagine his heart at the time.
整个国家亡国了。
The entire nation is lost.
神的百姓被杀受辱，被拉到巴比伦旁边来当奴工。
The people of God were slaughtered and shamed and brought as slaves into Babylon.
整个局面是一个hopeless 的一个局面。
And this entire scene is completely hopeless.
天突然开了。
And yet the heaven was open.
神让他看见神所要的侍奉是一个怎样的侍奉。
And God allowed him to see the manner of service that God desired.
神让他看见了四活物伟大的意象。
And the Lord gave him the vision of the four living creatures.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有时间去细说四活物的五个重要的特点。
And we don't have the detail to talk about the five points of this four living creatures.
但是你发现这四活物身上有一个很重要的特点。
But there's one thing that is very common in the four living creatures.
就是灵无论往哪里去，四活物就随着。
Wherever the spirit went, the four living creature went.
行走并不转身了。
And they walk not turning.
灵怎么样走，往哪里去，他们绝对的顺服。
However the Holy Spirit moved, they obey.
而第二件他们身上一个很重要的特点。
And the second key characteristics.
就是他们无论行走，无论他们停下来。
No matter whether they move or whether they stop.
你如果从这个四活物开始往上看。
If you look from down on above of the four living creatures.
圣经上说你会看见穹苍。
And you will see the firmament.
然后穹苍之上有宝座。
And above it there is a throne.
而宝座之上有坐在宝座上的那一位。
And upon the throne is he who is sitting on the throne.
就说到这四活物无论行走无论停止，他们全部受天受坐宝座的来管理他们。
And it's speaking very clearly that the four living creatures, whether they stop or they move, they are controlled by him who is sitting on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，地上的人可以失败。
Brothers and sisters, man may fail in the world.
神的百姓可以被掳被羞辱。
God's people may be taken captive and may be shamed.
但是神所要得着的永远不失败。
But what God wants to lay hold of will never fail.
神把天打开来让以西结看。
God opened the heavens, allow Ezekiel to see.
弟兄姊妹，神今天要打开来让我们都来看。
God wants to open it so that we may all see.
什么是神要的？
What is it that he wants?
啊，这一般人只有一个心智。
And this group of people have one accord.
羔羊无论往哪里去，我都要顺服。
No matter where the lamb went, I will go.
灵无论往哪里去，他们都随着行走，并不转身。
Where the spirit leads, they will follow. They will not turn.
他们无论行动的时候，
Now whether they are, however they are moving.
无论他们停下来把翅膀放下来，
Whether they stop and they lower their wings.
你往上看，你都看见穹苍。
And you look up, you'll see the heavens.
你都看见宝座。
You will see a throne.
你都看见坐宝座荣耀的人子。
You will see the Son of Man who is glorified and sitting on the throne.
我们求神帮助我们每一个人。
And we ask the Lord to help each and every one of us.
无论我们找工作换职业也好。
Whether we're looking for a job, changing a job.
无论我们要准备结婚也好。
Whether we're ready to get married.
无论我们在这里做任何的重大的决定。
Or major decisions in our lives.
不要说重大的，甚至连生活的事情。
Even the regular things that are going on in our days.
我们学习让我们这个人被天来管理。
We learn to allow the heaven to control us.
主耶稣在地上的时候曾经说过。
And the Lord Jesus, while he was on earth, he said,
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进神的国。
He who calls me Lord, Lord, may not all enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独
only.
唯独
Only
遵行我天父旨意的才能进去。
Those who does the will of my Father in heaven.
弟兄姊妹啊，到底我们今天能不能说我是活在神的旨意中？
And brothers, can we all say that we are living in the will of God?
到底今天你我的生活和侍奉，我们能不能说我们 approve unto God？
Today, our life and our services, can we say that we are approved unto God?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人的挑战。
But this is a challenge for each and every one of us.
虽然我是传信息的人。
Though I am the person who is giving the message.
我比众人更需要伏在这些信息的面前。
I need to submit myself underneath this message more than all of you.
到底我们今天的侍奉。
Whether our service today.
我们的生活。
Our lives today.
我整个的 lifestyle 跟 priority，
my complete lifestyle and priority，
我的生活方式和我生活的次序到底合不合乎神的旨意？
Is it according to God's will？
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
当以色列分成两国的时候，
when the nation of Israel is split into two，
北国这将近二十个君王。
The northern kingdom, almost 20 kings,
从第一个一直到最后一个。
From the very first one to the last one，
他们从来没有离开一个罪。
Not one has departed from the sin.
叫做黎巴的儿子耶罗伯安所犯的那罪。
The sin of son of Nabal, Jeroboam, the sin that he has offended.
什么叫做那罪？
What is that sin?
叫做拜金牛犊。
It's the sin of worshipping the golden calf.
他们还不是先被神责备拜假神。
And they were not rebuked by the Lord for worshipping false idols.
指着金牛犊说，这是领你们出埃及的耶和华。
And they point to the golden calf and say, this is the Jehovah that has led you out of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，我们完全照着自己的意思在那里敬拜神。
And we are worshipping according to our own purpose.
而他之所以设金牛犊，是因为怕百姓的心跑到耶路撒冷来。
And they established this golden calf because the kings feared that the people would go back to Jerusalem.
他整个的动机不是为了神。
The entire motivation was not for God.
整个以色列二十个王。
All 20 kings of the nation of Israel. They have all offended the Lord on this one matter.
而 南边这也是将近二十个王。
And the southern kingdom also almost 20 kings.
有八个王被神称为好王。
There were 8 kings that were deemed as good in the eyes of the Lord.
而在这几个好王的里面。
And among these 8 kings.
神每次称赞他们完了以后。
Every time the Lord praised them.
常常加上了一句遗憾的话。
But the Lord adds something that is very sad.
亚撒王也好，乌西亚王也好，他们行耶和华眼中看为正的事，只是秋坛还没有废去。
Asa or Uzziah, they all did according to what was pleasing to the Lord's heart, yet they did not remove the high places.
比如说，秋坛也是他们找了一个高的地方，他们喜欢的地方，就在那里敬拜神。
And these high places speaks of a place that they delight and they love, and that's the place that they worship.
他们不是来到会幕，来到圣殿，来到耶和华的坛面前来敬拜神。
They did not come to the tabernacle, the temple of the Lord, in front of the altar of God to worship Him.
弟兄姊妹啊，这些事情在圣经里面到处我们都可以读到各样的例子。
Just throughout the scripture, we could find many, many examples.
所以我想我今天的信息我必须要简短地停在这。
And I have to come to a conclusion for the message this morning.
但是非常关键的一个挑战。
A very critical challenge.
照着上上样式的生活在我们身上一个非常严重的挑战。
A lifestyle that is according to the pattern on the mount is a very critical challenge.
这是我们所做的。
Is that all that we do.
我们所从事的侍奉。
The service that we have in hand.
我们整个的生活。
Our entire life direction.
甚至我们的生命和我们的使命。
And our life and our commission.
源头到底是不是神。
The source is it God himself.
我们所做的是否是出于神，是否是照着神的旨意。
And the things that we do, is it of him, is it according to his will?
是不是神所要的。
Is it what God wants?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
Brothers, we ask the Lord to help us.
哥林多前书第三章讲得这么严肃。
First Corinthians chapter 13 is so serious.
保罗说我已经立好了根基了。
And Paul says, I've already established a foundation.
他说我们个人在上面建造。
So we all build upon it.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一生都是在建造。
And our whole lives we're building.
有人用草木和谐来建造。
Some use hay, wood, and stubble.
有人用金银宝石来建造。
Some use gold, and precious metal.
但是圣经上斩钉截铁地告诉我们有一件事情要发生。
And the Bible says very clearly that something will happen.
这件事情一定发生。
And this thing will surely to come.
而且会发生在每一个人身上。
It will come into every one of our lives.
叫做有火发现。
And fire will be seen.
要来试验个人的工程怎样。
To test and to try the workmanship of every man.
弟兄姊妹，大火要来烧我们这一生的工程了。
And fire will test everything that we build.
你不管用木头盖得多高的房子，火全部会烧光。
No matter how great of a mansion that you build with wood, it will be consumed.
我们用草木和鞋所有的建造那一天全部付之一炬。
Everything that is made of hay, wood, and stubble will be consumed on that day.
就算我们得救了。
Even though we are saved,
我们像是从火里经过，仅只得救而已。
We will be saved as those who have been snatched out of the fire and merely saved.
Nothing left.
Nothing what?
我们空手去见主。
And we go and see the Lord empty-handed.
我们临近去见主的时候，我说的那个大的懊悔一定在我们里面出来。
And the great regret that I was talking about on that day will be appear.
相信我们今生都有许多的懊悔。
And I believe that in this life we already have many regrets.
在我里面也有许多的懊悔。
And in me there are many regrets.
只要时间能够倒流，许多的事情我们做法会不一样。
If time could go back, are there many things I would do differently?
但是弟兄姊妹，将来去见主的时候，那个懊悔是永世的。
My brother and sister, that regret on that day is forever.
因为今天只有在生命里面，只有在时间里面才有十字架。
Because today only in time we have the cross.
只有在今天主看不见的时候，我们才需要信心。
Only while it is called today, we cannot yet see the Lord. We need faith.
那天所有都变成眼见了。
When that day comes, everything will appear before us.
今天为什么我们不容易起来爱主呢？
And today, the reason why it's difficult for us to rise and love the Lord.
因为主自己和圣经的应许常常都是看不见的。
Because the Lord Himself and His promises oftentimes is unseen.
但是弟兄姊妹，从另外一面来说，这就是他可贵的价值。
But brothers and sisters, from another aspect, this is why it's so precious.
因为信心就是不凭眼见。
Because faith is not by sight.
今天我们在信心的里面对神所有的降服。
But that in faith, all of our surrendering.
今天我们在信心里面对神所有的奉献。
In faith, all of our offering.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们今天在信心里面跟神的同行。
And today, in walking with the Lord in faith.
我们今天在信心里面所有的建造。
And today, all of our building in the Lord.
那天都要永远长存。
And that day will last.Forever.
凡不是天父所栽种的那一天都要被拔出来。
All the things that are not planted by the Father will be uprooted.
凡是不是照着神旨意所建造的那一天火都要把它消化了。
All those things that are built according to the will of God will be consumed by the fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
Brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord to help us.
当他神的百姓照着这个山上的样式建造好了以后。
And when the people of God has built everything according to the pattern shown on the mountain.
我在纲要上列了，我没有时间讲。
And I listed in the outline, I have no time to mention it.
他们一方面甘心奉献，把所有建造的材料都奉献出来。
And they were willing to offer up all the material for the building.
第二件事情，他们绝对的顺服。
And the second thing, they obeyed absolutely.
他们完全照着山上的样式来建造。
And completely according to the pattern that was shown to them.
所以出埃及记36章到40章又重新述说了一次会幕的尺寸、材料、颜色各方面的东西。
And Exodus chapter 36 to the end once again described the dimension, the color,And the makeup of the tabernacle.
我以前读的时候，我就觉得说，怎么这么啰嗦，要再重复再讲一遍。
And when I was reading in time past, I said, Lord, why so cumbersome? And you would talk about it again.
为什么要再讲一遍呢？
Why talk about it again?
我不过几章以前才读过啊。
I just read it a few chapters ahead of that.
哎呀，有时候就想跳过去了。
And I want to skip it.
或者那天神开我的眼睛以后。
And that day, the Lord opened my eyes.
36章到40章所记的每一笔啊。
And chapter 36 to the very end of Exodus
都是一个伟大的见证。
Every single recording is a great testimony.
道成为肉身的见证。
The testimony of the Word becoming flesh.
35章以前是神的要求。
And chapter 35 and before are the requirements of God.
36章以后是神儿女们活出来的见证。
And chapter 36 to the end is the testimony of what the children of God is able to live out.
35章以前是山上的样式。
And before chapter 35, it is the pattern that is shown on the mountain.
36章以后是地上的出现。
And chapter 36 and onward is the appearing of that pattern. 当摩西
在把这个会幕整个写完了以后。
And after Moses has recorded the entire event.
圣经上讲到神的荣光大大的充满这个会幕。
It says the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
他说摩西都没有办法进去了。
And to the point that Moses cannot enter.
当所罗门照着这个神指示给大卫的样式把圣殿盖好的以后
And when Solomon has built the temple according to the pattern that God has shown David
神的荣光大 大充满圣殿。
The glory of the Lord filled the temple.
他说连祭司都没有办法站着进食了。
And to the point where the priest cannot minister while standing.
就好像这些 worship leader 在台上站都没办法站。
It's just like the worship leader, they can no longer stand on the stage up here.
整个神的荣耀充满在里面。
The glory of God will fill the entire place.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我刚刚开始所说的。
And brothers and sisters, this is what I've been saying.
用我们能够明白的经历和话来说。
And using the very examples and our experience.
我们要享受人生最大的喜乐和满足嘛。
To enjoy the greatest satisfaction of this life.
我们要享受人生最大的荣耀和最尊贵的价值嘛。
To have the most glorious living and the value for this life.
我们愿意像会幕和圣殿这样子被整个神的荣光充满嘛。
Are we willing to be filled by the glory of God like the tabernacle in the temple?
千万不要以为先解决了我的问题再说。
Don't say, let me take care of my problems first.
先不要接着说让我感 feel good 再说。
And don't begin with saying, let me feel good first.
然后我们先来满足神。
Let us satisfy God first.
然后我们真是说我愿意 my utmost for his highest.
That we can all say my utmost for his highest.
我愿意把我最好的给他。
And to give him my very best.
我愿意顺服在他的旨意面前。
To obey under his will.
让他丰盛的生命充满我。
That the fullness of his life may fill us.
让他荣耀的旨意来带领我。
That his glorious will may lead me.
好让我这一生的每一步路。
That every step that I take, I'm living before the presence of the King. That day when I see God, that our Lord would say, you good and faithful servant. On small things, you've been faithful. Come and enjoy the joy of your master.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，虽然这些信息好像难听了一点。
And brothers, I know that these messages may be difficult to hear.
尤其是透过我这个有限的口舌，我真是讲不出来。
Particularly through a person like me that is so limited.
但是我求神用他自己荣耀的灵来充满我。
But ask the glorious spirit of the Lord to fill us.
让我们看见我们跟世人何等不一样啊。
To really see that we are different from the world.
我们不仅仅成为蒙恩的罪人。
We're not only sinners saved by grace.
我们也是蒙爱的儿女。
And we are children, the beloved children of God.
更是一般蒙召受托充满荣耀使命的人。
And we are a group of people that has been called onto a holy commission.
我们不仅仅要往普天下去为主传福音。
Not only are we to go to the ends of the world.
我们要在各地显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
In all places, in all manners of walk, that we would give out the fragrance of the life of Christ.
神的荣耀要现在我们的身上。
That the glory of God would be seen on us.
不仅仅他的光已经发现照耀我们。
Not only his light is shown upon us.
他的荣耀要现在我们身上。
And his light will be seen on us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's all bow and pray. Lord Jesus, together we come before you.
我们的心何等的感谢你。
And our hearts thank you.
主啊，你真是用永远的爱爱的我们。
And you have loved us with an everlasting love.
你不仅仅把我们从火里面救出来。
Not only have you snatched us out of the fire.
你把我们从粪坑，从那永火的审判里面拯救出来。
And out of the dunghill and out of the fire you pulled us up.
哦，你更是把我们摆在你的面前。
And you placed us before your presence.
让我们成为你的儿女。
That we may be called the children of God.
你把你荣耀的生命荣耀的旨意托付了给我们。
You've given us this glorious life and this glorious will.
让我们这般人在地上活着，不再为自己而活。
That we who live in this world will no longer live for ourselves.
我们甘心为那位替我们死而复活的主活。
And willingly we will live for him who has died for us.
主啊，用你的荣耀来充满我们。
Lord, fill us with your glory.
让我们看重你的旨意。
And that we may esteem your will.
哦，胜过我们自己的拣选。
Over our own choosing.
也让我们看守我们里面的生命
that we may keep and guard our lives
当我们知道圣灵与情欲相争情欲与圣灵相争
that the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh wars against the spirit
也让我们里面生命的源头能够是你自己
and may the source of our life and within is you yourself Lord
让我们在基督里面我们都成为新造的人
that in Christ we may all become new creations
基督成了我们的生命
that Christ become our life
主啊我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
我们真是谢谢你
Lord we really thank you
我们求你继续保守让我们都活在你的面前
we ask you to keep us to live before your presence
在这新年在这旧的一年快结束的时候
and at the conclusion of this year
我们再一次愿意把我们自己奉献给主
once again we want to offer ourselves to the Lord.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们也再次把Pastor Louis 和他的同工们都交给你。
And once again, we bring Pastor Louis and all his co-workers onto you.
把他和他的 ministry 和他们的 mission field 都交在你的手中。
He and the ministry and the mission field onto your hand.
求你大大的祝福他们。
Greatly bless them.
不仅仅供应他们一切所需要的。
Not only supply all of their needs.
你亲自与他们同在。
But you yourself be with them.
用神迹奇事大能随着他们。
Miracles, wonders, and signs follow them.
印证我们所传所见证的。
To witness unto those that which well we bear witness of.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.